V'tachan v'leif shir 1778, Yom Sheni b'Shabbes, Parshas Nasai. Today's shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Rav Yisrael Chaim ben Moshe Zatzal. The zchus of Limud HaTorah and chizik of all of the listeners, should Be'ezer Hashem send them an Eloi Neshama, and he should be zeiche to a lichtig Gan Eden. We were discussing how hishtadlus really has no impact on a person's outcome, on what's going to happen in your life. But a person has a responsibility to do hishtadlus. There's a mitzvah to do hishtadlus. What the reason is, we discussed many times. There's different makairis. Chavis Havava says one reason. Psil Susharim seems to say a different reason. Pesalevi has his reason. There are various reasons that are given for the responsibility of hishtadlus. But the bottom line is, it's a mitzvah to do hishtadlus. So one of our listeners pointed out, and he's right, that as much as we're saying that hishtadlus has no impact, but you're fulfilling a mitzvah when you do hishtadlus. And any schus that you have impacts the outcome of your life. When a person davens, besides for the hishtadlus aspect of tefillah, there's a schus. Tefillah is a mitzvah, you're davening. You could bring yeshuas through your tefillah. A person makes a kabbalah in a certain area, makes a chizik in a certain area. We can look at it as a hishtadlus, it's true, but it's also a schus. So hishtadlus itself also has a schus aspect to it. When a person does hishtadlus, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of hishtadlus, and then he has the schus. And that schus also can bring the yeshua. And it's important to keep in mind, the Chavetz Chaim mentions this, that a person should have kavana that he's fulfilling a mitzvah. Chavetz Chaim is talking about an individual that has a job. He says you should have kavana, you're doing a chesed for people. If your job does chasadim for people, you drive a bus, you're doing chesed. You have some sort of job that helps people out, you're doing a chesed for people. So a person should have in mind, he's fulfilling a mitzvah, and then you get the mitzvah. We paskin mitzvahs triches kavana, you have to have in mind when you do a mitzvah. So the same thing would apply with hishtadlus. If a person has in mind that he's fulfilling hishtadlus and he's doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to do, that gives it the full benefit of the mitzvah. So the answer is yes, there is a benefit of hishtadlus itself from the fact that it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of bitachon is also a very powerful mitzvah. Like we mentioned many times, bitachon itself could bring yeshuas. But hishtadlus being a mitzvah, in the fact that it's a mitzvah, brings yeshuas, and therefore, when a person does his hishtadlus, you get up in the morning, you go to work, or you do any form of hishtadlus that is a natural action that can bring out the result that you want, you are fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. Have in mind that you're fulfilling Ratzon Hashem, and Be'ezer Hashem, that would be a schus, an additional schus, that you should be zeiche to the outcome that you want.